A relic of the Cold War met its end today. The Air Force destroyed its last B-52 nuclear bomber, required under what's called the New START Treaty with Russia. The plane once flew round-the-clock missions carrying nuclear bombs. Now, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, it's sitting in pieces in the Arizona desert.
A crew used a circular saw to cut through the aluminum skin of B-52G number 58-0224. With that clunk, the tail section separated from the fuselage, officially rendering the bomber useless. Truth is, this particular bomber hadn't flown in more than 20 years. It's been sitting with thousands of aircraft in the desert at what's known as the Boneyard, the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base facility for retired aircraft. Back in the day, though, it dropped conventional bombs over Vietnam. It also carried nuclear bombs. If you've seen Stanley Kubrick's classic dark comedy Dr. Strangelove, you know the plane.
Hey, what about Major Kong?
In the movie, actor Slim Pickens rides a nuclear bomb as it's dropped on the Soviet Union. In real life, Earl O'Loughlin says B-52s were a powerful deterrent to nuclear war.
And the fact, I think, that we had them up there all the time during that period of time in the Cold War, it kept us out of trouble.
O'Loughlin used to pilot these planes. He's now a retired general. He got emotional watching the big bomber being dismantled.
It's bittersweet, especially... I've flown them over the past 24 years of my career, and it's just, you get to love them, you know, like an old car.
The U.S. still flies newer model B-52s. Two of them recently flew over international airspace China now claims as its own. But they no longer carry nuclear weapons. Frank Klotz was the general in charge of the Air Force's nuclear weapons. He says both Russia and the U.S. have greatly reduced the number of nuclear weapons under strategic arms reduction treaties.
The United States, at the height of the Cold War, had more than 31,000 weapons in its arsenal. A couple years ago, then-Secretary of State Clinton announced that that number had dropped down to just over 5,000. So that's a dramatic change in terms of the overall capabilities of both sides.
This morning, the tail section of B-52 number 58-0224 was set down at an angle well away from the fuselage. That way, Russian satellites can see that the plane is destroyed. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.